Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome on this, today is the holiday, as tomorrow is technically the 4th of July, but today is the celebrated holiday for those that do or do not have to work. And welcome to the program. Bill Michaels Show on the air and a Radio Joe off today. You got Sam running the board, Evan behind the glass. We're all good to go. And the breaking news of the day is that a little while ago, for those that are season ticket holders of the Green Bay Packers, you got a note basically saying, hey, look, this is a weird time. We are going to cut down the percentage of fans in the stadium. If you do come to the stadium, we are going to have you do social distancing. Also, we're going to have you wear a mask. Face coverings are going to be required. And other necessary precautions are all going to be put in place. As a result, the special experience to which fans are accustomed at Lambeau Field will look and feel very different, according to Mark Murphy. And because of the reduced capacity, should fans be able to attend games, the organization cannot guarantee that the ticket holders in the general, bowl, and club seats will be able to reserve those tickets. Due to the reduced seating capacity, the team is also eliminating the green and gold package designations as well, and they're suspending the Brown County ticket draw program for this season. Brown County residents who paid for the tickets through the program this year will automatically be refunded. Suite holders will receive specific information separately relating to their suite. In other words, we're only going to give you a portion of capacity. And while preparations continue to fully plan for the season, it's not been finalized. The letter asked season ticket holders to begin considering their options for this season. In the near future, season ticket holders will be asked to complete a questionnaire asking if, one, they want to opt in to be included in the process for a chance to reserve tickets this year. Those who opt in will be asked some additional questions and given further instructions. The opportunity is exclusively only to season ticket holders at this time. Those who choose to opt out of the opportunity to obtain tickets will decide whether to have their 2020 payment refunded or a full credit going towards 2021, and their season ticket holder status and existing seats and ticket packages will remain in place for next season. So in other words, if you're a season ticket holder right now and you have, say, health issues, or you're really nervous about the coronavirus and you really don't feel comfortable with this, you can say, I'm not going to take my season tickets this year. Give me my money back. And they say that there will be no action taken against a season ticket holder next year, which means you come right back, you fall right back into place, you get your same tickets, everything's the same as it would be going into this year. Feel better about that? Now here's the question. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. What side of the fence do you fall upon? Are you going to go? You know, if you can socially distance yourself, if you can wear a mask, I think it's going to be really uncomfortable if you talk about a game in early September and it's 80 degrees or 82 degrees or something like that in Green Bay. But nevertheless, are you going to go? And then I don't know what the policy is going to be for tickets when it comes to the secondary market. because I don't know how they're going to do this, and I don't know how the secondary market's going to get a hold of these tickets. The Packers are planning to make necessary adjustments in order to conduct games and other events in as safe a manner as possible in the best interest of the fans, players, and the team and the league personnel. All preparations are being made with the latest advice of medical and public health officials. They are subject to change. There is the possibility that they could have zero fans in the stands when it comes to the NFL this season. But they are making the preparation for what is about to happen when it comes to the ticket availability for Green Bay Packers fans. So here's the question. Are you opting in? If you're a season ticket holder, are you opting in? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Are you going to opt in and you're going to go to Packers games? Packers fans, are you good with this? I think a lot of us are. I wonder how differently it's going to look when it comes to the media as well, but, you know, as far as coverage of the game. But Packers fans, you're going to opt into this. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Also, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can track us down on the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can hit me up the old-fashioned way in the email box, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. And then, by the way, thanks to everybody listening to us on the radio.com app. You can take us anywhere and everywhere in that particular fashion. So what are your thoughts? If you are a season ticket holder at this point, what are your thoughts? Are you looking forward to going to football games? Are you saying, you know what, I'm opt in, no trepidation, I'm good to go? Or are you going to opt in, but you're still very nervous about opting in? Or if you're a season ticket holder, are you saying, you know what, nah, not this year. Not this year. You feel the Packers are doing the right thing? Do you feel the Packers are doing the right thing? That's the other question. I think most of us would agree in today's climate, no matter what you feel about the validity of the coronavirus and what is and isn't affecting our economy, our society, I think there is a genuine precautionary measure at this point. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Hey, looking for a great getaway destination? We all know that maybe the 4th of July is not the same, or maybe you want to do something coming up in the next few weeks. All you got to do, a great getaway destination is where you can socially distance naturally. Two places, Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the crowds, a beautiful mountain retreat, or a secluded island fun spot with lots to do, plus casual and fine dining, all within an easy drive, and it's affordable. Go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com. Or go to pinemountainresort.com. Right now, in the month of July, you buy three nights, you get two nights for free. Buy three nights, get two nights for free. I'll tell you more about that coming up a little bit later on. Again, 855-830-8648. Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to Mike listening to us in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, wonderful. Just trying to get some work done before the weekend starts. But, you know, I got that email this morning as I was getting ready to work. And, you know, I can't say I'm surprised that this is what's going on, because about a month ago, the Packers sent ticket holders face masks. And when I got that, I talked to the girlfriend and the parents and said, you know what, this means we're going to have to wear a mask if we get the chance to go in.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm not surprised that this is the course that they're going. You know, leaving my personal politics out of it, I'm opting in. You have to have some sort, you have to have something to look forward to. Now, I understand if they don't allow anyone in, it just frees up more time for me to go hunting. But, you know, in all honesty, if you're afraid of the virus and don't want to go, then don't. That's cool. I have no problems with that. But those of us who aren't particularly afraid of it and just look at it as what it is, as a virus, let us go in. I mean, I understand. I mean, they did one thing that I kind of agree with, which is get rid of the packages, and I wish they would do that permanently. But that's, I understand the history of that as well. But I just don't, just let us in. If there's any way that they will let us in, let us in. But at the same time, I do see where I think it's, we're looking right in the face, and whether we want to admit it or not, I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands.
I've got a lot of trepidation about that, no doubt. I appreciate the phone call and great perspective. And like he said, leaving his own politics out of it, he's going to opt in, wants to go, wants to be a part of it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you are a season ticket holder for the Green Bay Packers and you got the note stating that, look, if you're a season ticket holder and you're uncomfortable with it, we'll give you a refund. It's not going to affect your status. We'll see you next year. Thank you very much. Or you can opt in and you can go ahead and have your season tickets this season go into that pool, and then you would attend a game or two or whatever. But you're going to have to wear a mask. You're going to have to socially distance yourself. It's going to look extremely different at Lambeau Field. Or you could just say, you know what? You've got my money. Keep it. Hang on to it for next year. I'll see you in 2021. You can do that as well. What are you doing at Packers fans, and more so season ticket holders for the Green Bay Packers? What you got going on? What you thinking? And are the Packers doing the right thing? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on this July 3rd. Happy July 3rd going into July 4th. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Michael Show. We are on the air on this beautiful July 3rd. Getting you ready for the 4th of July weekend. And the Packers have sent out a note to season ticket holders basically saying you can opt in, you can opt out. It is going to look different. We are not going to be at capacity. You're going to have to wear a mask. You're going to have to socially distance. So I'm just asking season ticket holders a couple of things. First of all, are you opting in or opting out, and the reasons why? And do you think the Packers are doing the right thing? This one's from Mark, who says they shouldn't have fans in the stands at all. It is irresponsible at this point because we do not know enough about the coronavirus. That is from Mark. Mark, are you a season ticket holder? And let me ask you this, Mark. Are you a Packers fan? The majority of people, and I will say this, that have emailed me or gotten in touch with me so far, the majority of people that are Packers fans are like, give it to me. I'm on my way. I'll be there today. Those that are not big sports fans that may be listening to the program or what have you, they have stated that sports, much like this is from Aaron. Aaron says, I can take it or leave it. I have found other things to do during this pandemic. I choose not to go. I think that anybody gathering with more than five people and standing next to one another is hypocrisy at its finest. Aaron, appreciate the email. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But again, when you come to sports, take it or leave it, my assumption is you're not a season ticket holder. You are not a fanatic, so to speak, when it comes to your fandomonium in the Green Bay Packers. Hey, by the way, another story that is getting a lot of play is the Redskins name. The Washington Redskins and FedEx, Nike, are all now stepping forward to say, you know what, it's time. It's time to change the name. For a long time, it was tradition, and Daniel Snyder and the Washington ownership group tried to garner support. And for a while, they had it. There was a lot of traditionalists that did not want to change the name. And there were even some tribal members that did not want to change the name originally. But now it looks like everybody except Daniel Snyder is on board. So anyway, in today's climate, I think at this point you have to say, you know what? It's time. We got to change the name. I am all about tradition if tradition is held up in an honorable way. But when the basis of the name refers to the skin, I think we all can agree that it's probably the best thing to do, and that would be changing it. I don't know if you feel the same. Maybe you don't. But I know that it's just in today's climate, you have to. Don't you? Don't you have to? You know? The statements, by the way, the Redskins just released a statement. In light of the recent events around our country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing that the team now will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. So they're not going to change it yet. They're going to review it. The review formalizes the initial discussion that the team has been having with the league in recent weeks. Daniel Snyder, owner of the Washington Redskins, stated, "This process allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization, sponsors, National Football League, and the local community that it is proud to represent on and off the field." Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington Redskins, remarked, "This issue is of personal importance to me, and I look forward to working closely with Dan Snyder to make sure that we continue the mission of honoring and supporting Native Americans and our military. We believe the review can and will be conducted with the best interest of all in mind." So there you go. Let me ask you this. Is it time? Is it time to just change the Redskins name and logo, you would assume, along with it? I can't equate it to anything. I can't equate it to, you know, what would you do if they wanted to change the Green Bay Packers name because some group found it offensive? Because who's going to find it offensive? Meat Packers? It's very hard to relate, you know. Jaguars are never going to get a pack of Jaguars that march down the street in Jacksonville and come over. You're not going to get a whole lot of Bears or Vikings. Maybe Vikings are angered by the fact that they haven't been able to win a championship and they don't even want their name on that team anymore. So the Norwegians are pissed. But beyond that, I think what you do is you go right to the Native American, you know, culture, and you say, "What do you think?" And if they say, "You know what, it's time to change it," then I think you got to change it, right? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And that's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. It is going to be a Bud Light kind of holiday for me, I'll tell you that right darn now. So by all means, remember, be responsible when if you're doing sparklers, because we know fireworks are illegal, right? We've got fireworks places all over the joint, but they're illegal. Can't light them off anywhere. So be careful, be responsible. And Bud Light says, "Hey, we're all going to reconvene here on Monday, and we're going to enjoy ourselves over the weekend. So be smart." That's from our friends at Bud Light. So is it time for the Redskins to change their name? I think that, and like I said before, in today's climate, in today's society, yes, without a doubt. I'm all about tradition. Look, if things are honorable, it's like going back to the Marquette Warriors. They could have changed the logo to more of a USC Trojans logo. Instead, they just changed everything. They just blew it all out, you know. Remember, the University of Miami of Ohio. I went through that when I was living down there. And that was when they changed the names to the Redhawks. And you know what was really interesting at the time was the Little Miami Tribe of Ohio did not want them to change the name. And they did it preemptively because that land was donated by the Native Americans in that area for better education. And they did not want them to change the name and the logo. And they did anyway. They changed it to Red Hawks. And so that was an area of contentiousness at the time. But I think in today's climate, you got to, right? Am I wrong on this one? 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark, who says, "This would be the equivalent of some old 49er coming out of a mine right now and being pissed that his logo is on the side of the San Francisco helmet." I think that in today's culture, everybody can be offended by everything. The 49er is not referring to the color of anybody's skin. This one is. It needs to go. You're correct. Can you imagine some old guy coming out of a mine? Gosh, stubbing up. And being offended? Yeah, I get it. You're not going to see a bunch of dolphins down in Miami, Jeff, squeaking up the canals, pissed off at the dolphins. You are right. Yes, no Texans are mad that they are called the Texans. No Cowboys are mad that they are called the Cowboys. But this specifically refers to skin color. It is time. You just can't do it. You know, it's just, you just got to move on. It's time. This Ben says, taken so long, are you high? This has been talked about for at least 10 years. And no, the name shouldn't change. Why am I high? Because I'm saying now's the time? Look, Ben, 10 years ago, it was a different climate. 20 years ago, it was a different climate. 50 years ago, it was a different climate. We have progressed so much in the last 3 to 5 years. The world has changed so dramatically in the last 10 to 15 years. It just has. You know? To say, am I high for bringing this up? No. Now's the time. I mean, this gets revisited often. And why? Because it is an area of contentiousness. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We're going to talk some NBA when we come back. Dan Favalli, NBA writer for the Bleacher Report, deputy editor of NBA Math as well, going to be joining us. We're going to find out statistically who is the favorite to win an NBA title. Speaking of that, today's a Top 5 Friday. Top 5 reasons why the Bucks will win the championship. It is Dare to Dream Day. Dare to Dream Day on this day before our Independence Day. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, summer's here. We all know it. Warm, hazy, hot, humid, all that kind of good stuff. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin wants you to take time and enjoy it. Get out, have your vacation, your staycation, whatever it happens to be, and they want to help you focus on family and friends and fun and freedom. No first payment for 5 months, then 48 months, no interest. Or maybe you were like me a year ago and you said, you know what, I just need a door. I need a patio door. Or maybe that entry doorway system or whatever it happens to be. $1,000 off an entry door system or a patio door system right here, right now. It's your choice. 48 months, no interest, 5 months, no first payment, or $1,000 off of an entry door or a patio door system from our friends in Pella Windows and Doors. 9 different lines to choose from. They come out, they measure it, then they manufacture it, they assemble it, they install it. Everything right here in the USA, and everything under Pella's umbrella. And don't forget, they back it with some of the best warranties in the business. The offer ends at the end of the month, and I know the frosty air is going to get here eventually. We all know that, living here in Wisconsin. So stop in and get yourself ready for not only the hot summer, but then the cooler winter, and get yourself a free in-home or virtual consultation today. PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Talking some NBA, Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report, deputy editor of NBA Math as well. You can find him on Twitter at Dan Favalli, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Wonderfully. We are doing well. And today we do Top 5 Fridays. So today our Top 5 Friday is reasons why the Bucks will win a championship. So basically, Bucks fans are going to get a chance to dare to dream today. But you tell me, if you had to give me statistically or some things that you see trend-wise throughout this season, the reason why the Bucks, not only record-wise, but should be considered the top team in the NBA.
Well, I think you look at a few things, and you start with Giannis Antetokounmpo, where, no, he's not all of a sudden this prolific jump shooter, but he's never been more comfortable taking him off the dribble, has these little sort of fadeaways now, and whether those go in or not, you want them to go in, but they do put pressure on defenses and change the way that you have to guard them. And so that neutralizes perhaps some of the problems they faced, particularly against the Raptors last year. Eric Bledsoe also has done a pretty nice job in isolation himself. And so you look at how big of an issue he became on offense for them at points last year during the postseason. There's a chance that they end up being much better suited to go up against a defense like the Raptors, or maybe even the way that the Boston Celtics will inevitably defend them. That's going to help them out a lot. And finally, I think what also helps them is that while they haven't gone to it often, they have played Giannis Antetokounmpo at the five more than they've ever done before. And so that's something they sort of have in their back pocket if they're, one, looking to create a mismatch, or two, if you find yourself going up against a team that might trend towards the smaller side if it's a Boston or a team like that.
When we look at, say, the Western teams, is it the Clippers, is it the Lakers, somebody else? Who right now is that biggest threat out West?
I think we have to default to the Clippers at this point. They're deeper and they seem more well-rounded. They can play more styles. When you just look at having JaMychal Green and Marcus Morris, both of whom can kind of step up at the five. You have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, two of the best wing defenders in the NBA, and so you have so much versatility there. The Lakers are intriguing because they have LeBron James. You know he's made the most of this time away from the season, and the idea of him being fully rested in the playoffs is actually sort of terrifying. But when you lose Avery Bradley and you still find yourself relying a little bit on Rajon Rondo, when you play so many two big lineups and you haven't necessarily given yourself a ton of experience with the with smaller combinations where it's not just Anthony Davis at the five, but you haven't decided, is it Markieff at the four, Kyle Kuzma at the four? There just seems to be more variance baked into how the Lakers are going to perform when they come back. And so I think you have to name the Clippers as the West favorites right now.
Which, you know what, facing Kawhi again, maybe the Bucks, if they win the championship, you get over the nemesis that was Kawhi from last year. Maybe it makes it more satisfying. Giannis said that this is going to be the hardest championship to win. Budenholzer kind of backed it up, even though he did backtrack a little bit and say, hey, look, everybody that's won a championship says that's the hardest one they've ever had to win. But when you think about the circumstance, the Bucks had the best record, but they've lost home court advantage. It's a neutral site. You're living in a bubble. You're coming back. Maybe everybody's not in the best of shape. Is this, in your opinion, going to be the hardest championship to win?
I don't know if it'll be the hardest, but I think people probably throw the term asterisk around too much. That's really for if a team that, you know, we weren't expecting to win all of a sudden wins, because we see these powerhouses kind of fall off and struggle to work through rust. If the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Dallas Mavericks made it out of the West, that's what that would be reserved for. If it's a team other than, you know, one of the preordained favorites, Milwaukee, the two LA teams, you could probably throw Boston or Toronto in there a little bit. If it's someone outside of that primary contender circle that wins the championships, that's when you start to throw the term asterisk around more. But I do think there's going to be just a level of difficulty regardless, because these guys have not played NBA competition basketball for what's going to be basically a third of the year when they come back. And you're all of a sudden, you're not just going through a preseason and then starting with the regular season. You're going to be into games that matter, into these high-stakes tilts, almost in no time. And so there's this pressure on you to work through the motions quicker than you would have if this were the start of a normal season. And so I could definitely see where Giannis is coming from when he's looking at this, as other people might view it as a chance for maybe these underdogs to seize and capitalize on an opportunity. But for just every team in general, I think the road is just a little bit more difficult because they're so much less pressure than they would be normally.
Talking with Dan Favalli, NBA writer for Bleacher Report, also the deputy editor of NBA Math. And I wanted to ask you when I'm reading the other day that they're picking out of the East. Obviously, the Bucks are the top dog, but they say, well, that team that's got that legitimate shot, Philadelphia keeps coming up. Tell me why Philadelphia all of a sudden is kind of a fast-growing darling, since they weren't really playing great basketball the last we saw them.
The biggest reason for them just has to be that Ben Simmons had the chance to get healthy. He was dealing with a back injury, and I don't even think his return date had him coming back by the start of the regular playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Al Horford's also been pretty banged up this year. You've given his Achilles or hamstring just time to heal, and so they might just be fresher overall. And I think there was always that element of they can really dirty up a game just with their defense. They can play super big and they can grind opposing offenses down to a halt. And in the playoffs, that can end up mattering more so than it does in the regular season. I don't think they're all of a sudden going to have it together on offense, or that they're all of a sudden going to be deeper, because those were two problems that they were definitely facing beforehand that haven't gone away. But if they're healthier and they can still sort of ugly up the game on the defensive side of the ball, I think there's a clear path to them coming out of the East. I wouldn't call it a favorable one. There's probably at least three teams I put in front of them, but there's certainly a path for them to get out of the East.
Then you mentioned Boston. Boston's another team that has this peskiness to them. What about Boston makes them a legitimate threat?
I think one of the biggest things is that everyone was sort of worried about their absence of size in the front court, and they've put together a top seven defense anyway. Jaylen Brown has shown that he can defend bigger players. A ditto for even Marcus Smart, who despite being, I think he's 6'3 or something like that, just feels positionless with the way he defends. And then really the growth of Jason Tatum as a shot creator has helped him a great deal. You still need him to kind of level up in the sense he has to create more shots for his teammates, but he's shown that he can make some more complicated reads. For now, just the more important thing is you have Kemba Walker as one of your from-scratch creators, but now that Jason Tatum has developed basically into probably your best scorer at this point when looking at him creating his own opportunities, that gives you just two guys who can go out there and make buckets, get buckets out of nothing situations, and you need those types of players in the playoffs. And I think we've seen them kind of peter out in years past because they didn't have that player or they only had one of those players. And now that you have two of them, one of whom in Jason Tatum has played borderline all defense this year, it's a huge deal for them.
As I was reading, the Clippers have shut down their practice facility. We know that others have, the Nuggets, the Brooklyn Nets have as well, because of the coronavirus, not necessarily all with players. There was some part of the traveling party as well. So they did it as a precautionary measure. Do these teams that don't get that additional facility time, do you say, okay, that might set you back, that's set you behind? Because certainly Anthony Davis feels like the rested legs for the veterans that they have over with the Lakers and the workouts that they had, kind of unofficial workouts that they had at that you know, millionaire's facility that has the Staples Center in his backyard, that they feel that they're ahead of the game. I mean, coming out of this, do you feel like there's one team that has an advantage or a couple of teams that have an advantage over the others?
Looking at how much time maybe they've had to play together, I think you can certainly talk about the Lakers or just any players who are out in Los Angeles at that sort of, you know, famed Staples Center replica, whatever you want to call it. I think the bigger advantages come for teams that were just dealing with injuries in general, or maybe players like a James Harden who's so overtaxed during the regular season that he's petered out in the playoffs in the past. Now you're getting him at a point where he should be pressure for the postseason. I think that ends up being the bigger advantage. If you're a team like the Nets or the Clippers, it's less than ideal that your facilities will be shut down at a time when so many other teams are now actually officially together. But everyone's going to kind of be dealing with the same thing, even when once they get to Disney. I believe they have to be quarantined for a certain amount of time anyway. And so I don't think anyone gets a demonstrative advantage from that. If there is a team, though, I think Anthony Davis is absolutely right. It's going to be the Lakers just based off their location, proximity to that Staples Center replica.
Also, one more thing before I let you go, and getting back to the Milwaukee Bucks, when I look at this, and the one thing that I keep coming back to is the depth. And when it's the depth of a team in a shortened sprint like this coming out of the situation we are in, does that favor the Milwaukee Bucks because of the depth, because of many different guys that are not, say, MVP-style candidates, but are guys that are role players? They've got a depth and a plethora of role players on this team. Does that benefit the Bucks as well?
It absolutely does, and there's probably more of a debate on how valuable depth outside your top six or seven guys is in a typical postseason. But for the Bucks specifically, you look at two elements of their team, and one every other team is facing. If there is just an injury, because some of these players haven't played for so long that they might be more susceptible to getting hurt, you have guys that can fill basically every single role at every single position behind them, and that's absolutely huge. And then for them, there are some of their key players, and namely Eric Bledsoe, just based off what we've seen over the past two postseasons, where there's probably a little bit more variance attached to their performance, particularly on offense. And so if he's struggling, you know that you have George Hill. You know that you have the emergence of Dante DiVincenzo. So the fact that you have other options, if one of your players outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I'd throw Chris Middleton in there, is really struggling, that just helps them a great deal. And as I mentioned before, they also have this ability to play in a few different ways. They haven't really leaned on it. They do tend to like having that traditional five in the middle, but if they want to, they can downsize and try and mismatch against other teams. So I think that depth is absolutely going to help them no matter what. And in a setting like this, it's probably more helpful than it would normally be.
Excellent stuff. Can't wait for it all to get underway. Dan, appreciate your time, okay?
No problem. Thank you for having me. Take care.
Thanks so much. Dan Favalli, NBA writer for the Bleacher Report and deputy editor of NBAMath.com. You can find his stuff there. So thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. Hey, coming up after the top of the hour, it is a Top 5 Friday, and we are going to dare to dream today. The top five reasons why the Bucks will win the championship coming out of the bubble. Top five reasons why the Bucks will win the championship coming out of the bubble. So start lighting the lines. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. And if you are going to do some social distancing, there is no better way to do it than by hitching a ride on one of those fantastic brand-new 2020 Harley-Davidsons. And I've been telling you about them. They are beautiful. And not only are they beautiful, but they have many different types. They've got the glossy. They've got the matte. They've got the blacked out. They've got just the regular version, so to speak. They've got the chromed. They just got so many cool bikes out there, new and used. And, by the way, they're looking for used bikes. So if you've got a bike and you've been thinking about trading it in or you want to see what the value is, they have free trade values going on right now. And a lot of great stuff happening out there. If you're looking for motor clothes, fashionable, cool motor clothes, since Jody took over the motor clothes department, it's been fantastic. Go out there and see for yourself all the different styles that Harley has, whether it's stuff for your bar, whether it's stuff for your house, stuff for your garage, whatever it happens to be, leathers, helmets, shoes, a whole room of just clearance stuff. Not a rack, but a whole room of clearance stuff. Schedule your 1,000-mile checkup to ensure that your Harley's in great shape for your next ride as well. Stop in. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, it is bike night. And Cherry Pie is going to be rocking the house next Wednesday night. It's bike night the next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. On July 11th from 12 to 3, it's bikes and barbecue and live music from Silver going to be going on out there as well. They're just happening. Get out of the house. Do some social distancing the right way. And that is at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. They are the number one dealership voted on by Harley-Davidson Motor Company. So you stick with number one. That's where you want to go. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson out there in Oconomowoc, Highway 67, just south of 94. You can't miss it off of the main highway. You can see it right there south of the highway. Stop by and tell Craig and Robert, the owner, and Jody and everybody I said hi. I'm going to see them, as a matter of fact. I'll see Craig, guys. I think tomorrow we're going to do a little riding and some stuff here on the 4th, but yeah, great people, great time out there. Thon Maker, remember him? Thon Maker's brother, McCoor Maker, is one of the top 20 recruits in the country. So he had options. Now, Sam's back in the studio, and so is Evan. Now, he had it at, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought he was being looked at by Kentucky. There was North Carolina. I know that I think it was UCLA. I think he had an offer. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
No, you're correct. Yep.
He had offers just about everywhere, and he chose the mighty Howard University. Howard. I know, Evan, you were saying he wants to create his own brand at Howard University, right?
Yeah, the exact tweet is, "I was the first to announce my visit to Howard, and others started to dream what if. I needed to make the HBCU movement real so that others will follow. I hope I inspire guys like Mikey Williams to join me on this journey. I am committing to Howard U and Coach Kenny Blakeney."
Okay, so he's going to see Coach Kenny. And I get what he's trying to do, because you can either be a fish in a pond or a whale in a small pond. And that's what he's doing. I just wonder if if he goes there and dominates, he's expected to, right? I mean, I think everybody would agree. But if he goes to Kentucky and dominates, or North Carolina and dominates, or Duke and dominates, then that's, you're over and above all those that have already gone to those universities and are special. So you're guaranteed to be special. The issue then becomes, what if he goes to Howard and averages 22 a game and 10 boards and about 5 assists, which is good. But it's not spectacular, because what are your expectations for him now at Howard University? You know what I mean? Because if you go to Howard, you're expected to dominate in an extraordinary fashion. In an extraordinary fashion. So, you know, I guess my question becomes, what is the expectation? He's in the Mid-Eastern Atlantic or Athletic Conference now. Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the MEAC. That's where he's going. So what would the expectation be? Would it be 30 a game? What if he's special and he's only averaging 18 a game? You know what I mean? If that's where he wants to go, get an education, create his brand, so be it. I'm not going to fault him for that. And if he goes and has a great time, it's all about the college experience. And if everybody believes he's this kind of a player, chances are he's a one and done anyway. But there's a level of expectation now when you go to Howard over Kentucky. You go to Kentucky and you play well, come on. Then you're pretty much golden. You go to Duke, North Carolina. You know, you go to, you know, Arizona State, you go to some of these bigger colleges, you go to Oregon, you go to these places and dominate in these conferences, and then you're looked pretty highly upon. You go to, you know, someplace in the Big Ten, whether it's Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, you go to some of those places and you dominate, and you're like, okay, this cat's got it. But you go to Howard in the MEAC, and you say average 30 a game, they're going to say, okay, well, that's kind of what he was supposed to do. We'll take a chance, but, how much did he really grow in the MEAC? And that's the knock. Look, I applaud him. I'd love to see a guy like that go to UWM. You know? I mean, he could have gone to a place like Marquette and played in the Big East and been part of the showcase. So I applaud him. Hey, McCoor Maker heading off to Howard University in the MEAC. There you have it. Top 5 Friday. It's coming up next. Stay tuned because we're going to be talking about the top 5 reasons why the Bucks are going to win the championship. You participate. This is your Friday. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.